Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and it is Triple Play Thursday. And we kick off Triple Play Thursday with Cindy's request for some Elvis Costello. That's song 2 of 3. Triple Play Thursday continues. All right, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. I'm your overnight dude every weekday morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich will have the opening bell at 5 o'clock, and then the great Steve Cochran will be back at 6 for your morning drive. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. Now, in light of the insanity of this Pokemon thing that's happening, we decided we'd talk about fads from the past, fads that we participated in, maybe fads we hated, fads that were weird, or fads that you'd like to see come back. 312-981-7200. Mary Kay is on WGN. Hey, Mary Kay.
Hi there.
Hi. So what
love your show. I listen to it every day going to work. I have a long commute, so I always look forward to it when I work early.
I appreciate it, Mary Kay. Thank you.
It's just the Pokemon Go. I'm driving in Milwaukee, and on the road signs, electric road signs, it says, drive, don't stop catching Pokemon and drive.
Oh, it does? It's actually gotten to the point where they're changing the road signs now.
The actual road signs. I'm like, this thing hasn't even been out a week. It's been out a week.
And crazy.
But the fad that I was just caught a little bit was the Pogs.
Pogs.
Pogs. They were out for a minute. My mom had a store, and I was like, what's a Pog? I had kids, and my mom was the one that caught it, so it was kind of funny.
And by the way, the 815 area code, the first text that we got about fads was, I would like Pogs to make a comeback. That was a good time when I was a kid.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
She kind of caught the end of it, but it was there, it was fast, it was quick. And then, of course, Beanie Babies. She actually lived on the market of Beanie Babies for about 3 years.
Yeah, my parents
bought and sold Bimbos.
My parents had a room full of Beanie Babies. And I know Stephen Johnny, who once hosted this very time slot, dedicated hours and hours to the collection of Beanie Babies.
So, yeah,
it was a big
thing. They did the secondhand market where they bought them and sold them. I mean, they literally made their money on buying and selling Beanie Babies for about 3 years.
A lot of people did.
And then of course, the bottom fell out, and they had all kinds of money tied up in it.
I'm sorry to hear that. All right, Mary Kay, thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Take care.
Love your show.
Thank you. Pogs.
But look, I got some cool Pogs. Elf Pogs. Remember Elf? He's back in Pog form.
That's right.
But look.
Milhouse loves Elf and Elf Pogs. What exactly were Pogs? Wasn't it like marbles? Like you'd play it and win other people's Pogs? Would you slap them? Whip them?
I never had Pogs.
No?
So I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
By the way, I just said, would you slap them and whip them? So mark that down. I know that's going to show up tomorrow on the show. Straight out of context. Now, to me, it just seemed like it was like kids would get in a circle. They'd have their little Pogs, and they were like little. They were coin shaped things that had different, you know, pictures on them. And I don't know. I mean, I thought it was like marbles. Like if you played marbles, you would win the other person's marble. I don't know. But that was a crazy. Crazy. Is Pogs on this list, by the way?
It is not.
It is not. Okay. How about this? Ant farms. Did you ever have an ant farm, Esmeralda?
We had one in the kitchen every summer. All the ants would come
involuntarily.
Yeah.
I never had an ant. You know what? I did have an ant farm when I was a little kid. And it kept my attention for about 4 seconds. But ant farms were very big for a while. How about this? Bermuda shorts. There's a fad, huh? How about that? Bermuda shorts were not surprisingly originated in Bermuda that were worn by British soldiers on the island. The shorts were then appropriated by American tourists. Fashion magazines got involved. And Bermuda shorts became the summer office wear of the 50s. Tastefully paired with a jacket and tie.
Oh, people still wear these.
Bermuda shorts?
Yeah.
Yeah. But they don't wear them with jackets and ties. You ever seen?
Well.
Really?
Probably.
Oh. All right. Let's see. Here's Rich on WGN. We're talking about fads. Hi, Rich.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right.
It's a momentous evening for me. I've taken the luxury of starting to listen to you on a podcast so I can actually get some sleep at night.
Ah.
But so many times I wanted to participate and call in, but obviously you can't on a podcast.
No, it's true. You can't, yeah.
But tonight I figured, well, you got the fad talk going, and I can embarrassingly chime in something. Streaking.
Oh, God.
Yeah, do you remember when it first began? I guess it's had a couple waves of incarnation, but
it was the early 70s from what I recall. The early 70s was the beginning of streaking.
Yeah, and it had a pocket of I don't know, about 9-10 months where it was like, you know, in the media all the time, culminating probably with some couple guys running on football fields or something.
Oh,
like
no,
that.
I mean, they were everywhere. People were streaking everywhere, and
including the Academy Awards.
Yeah, Academy Awards. The guy streaked across the stage, and then David Niven said something imagine this man thinking it's good to show off his shortcomings.
Shortcomings, yeah.
Yeah, and that was like right off the. I mean, that's how David Niven, was quick.
Oh, and, yeah.
Yeah, that was great. But yeah, people were streaking all over the place. Of course, it was a 70s thing.
And,
hey, Dan, can you find the Ray Stevens song? Ray Stevens did a song called "The Streak." We can play a little bit about that. There was even a number one song, a novelty song that this guy wrote. Yeah. It was a hit.
And I was coming of age at that time, and I actually, me and a group of friends, and again, one of the reasons I like listening to you is I grew up in a neighborhood that was kind of like yours, where we had a gang of friends, and we, you know, stayed up all night, ran around our neighborhood,
right.
All the, you know, so we did tons of like crazy stuff, and part of that included streaking.
Well, there you go. You actually did streak, Rich. That's an amazing thing. I got to say, I never did, never understood it. It was a 70s thing, like pot. That's pot's still big, but not in decision making, you know, like in boardrooms and stuff, which explains a lot of the children's shows from the 70s. But Rich, thanks. Do we have a little of Ray Stevens' genius?
He's just in the mood to run in the news. Who is he calling the street? Boogie, boogie. He likes to turn the other cheek. Boogie, boogie. He's always making the news. Wearing just his tennis shoes. Guess you could call him unique. Once again, your Action News reporter in the booth at the gym covering the disturbance at the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, see. Hey, Tom, I was just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here he come, right out of the cheap seats.
Yeah.
Right down the middle of the court. Didn't have on nothing but his PA.
That's right. The brilliant Ray Stevens. Ray Stevens. Ray Stevens. Everything is beautiful in its own way. You guys are lucky that you didn't grow up during the Ray Stevens era. He did songs like Ahab the Arab, Guitar Zan, and The Streak. Streaking. How about saggy pants? That's still happening, right? Aren't people walking around with their pants hanging down?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, can you find Pants on the Ground? Do you remember Pants on the Ground, Esmeralda?
Was it the guy from
American
Idol?
He's the king. It's the greatest. That was the greatest American Idol audition in the history of that show. I remember the night that it happened, I watched it. I almost fell off my couch laughing. I can't remember his name. The guy, I think it was Larry something.
Larry Platt.
Larry. I can't believe I even remembered the guy's first name. I can't. Here we go.
Cafe.
Ready when you are.
Okay. Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. With the gold in your mouth, hat turned sideways, pan hit the ground. Call yourself a cool cat, looking like a fool. Walking downtown with your pants on the ground. Giddy up. Hey, get your pants off the ground. Looking like a fool, walking, talking with your pants on the ground. Giddy up.
Yeah.
Hey, get your pants off the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. Gold in the mouth.
Okay.
Hat turned sideways.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, looking like a fool. Talking with your pants on the ground. Boom.
Whoa.
Pants on the ground. Looking like a fool.
Who was the guest judge that?
There's two. I don't know. Recognize Mary J. Blige was one.
Mary J. Blige. So one. She's like, is she the one laughing?
Yeah, it's her.
Is Mary J. Blige like loses it when he's out there? Yeah. Pants on the ground. Anyway, saggy pants. Has been called one of the worst fads of all time, according to some of the articles that we have in front of us. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about fads. If you got your pants on the ground, you can call us 312-981-7200 with talk or text. What are some fads that you hated that were weird or that you would like to see come back? Speaking of pants, Jay in Ohio texted, every pair of pants I owned in the 70s were bell bottoms. Yeah, man, bell bottoms. All right, we're talking fads because of this Pokemon thing that's happening in the world. 312-981-7200. Yeah. Boy, nice choices, Cindy. Triple Play Thursday. Elvis Costello. All right, we're talking about fads here on WGN. This Pokemon thing is taking over the entire world. So have some other fads from the past. All right, we got some other ones here. How about breakdancing? Do people still pop and lock? Except Esmeralda. Every Friday, she pops and locks and spins on her head.
Yeah, I'm keeping it alive.
You... Esmeralda the Heart Melda every Friday becomes the breakdancing queen.
One of these days, someone's going to come up to me and want me to breakdance.
Someone is going to do that, yeah.
Like, sorry,
maybe it'll be Boogaloo Shrimp. Or what's the other guy's name? Boogaloo Shrimp and the other guy from Breakin'. What's his name? Shabadoo. Shabadoo and Boogaloo Shrimp from Breakin' and Breakin' 2 Electric Boogaloo. I just remember Lucinda Dickey. She was the female lead in Breakin' and Breakin' 2 Electric Boogaloo. And then she started Ninja the Domination, where she was like an aerobics breakdancer who got possessed by the devil, and she was a ninja. So it was like a combination of The Exorcist and a ninja movie and breakdancing. It's fantastic. But it didn't star Shabadoo and Boogaloo Shrimp. So. Do you imagine going in a job interview? Oh, yes, what's your name? It's Boogaloo Shrimp. I'd like a job. Doug says, I had every garbage pail kid card. It was huge at our school. It must have been around 86 or so. I think I was in fourth grade. Esmeralda, did you ever do the garbage pail kids?
I never did, but I knew people who had them.
They had the fantastic garbage pail kids. That was a big. That was big for a while. Again, that was an 80s thing, right? The garbage pail kids?
I believe so, yeah. They were, weren't they like Cabbage Patch looking?
Well, they were. It was a takeoff of the Cabbage Patch kids. But they were like, they were trading cards.
Right.
And stickers.
See, I think I didn't have any because I had actual Cabbage Patch dolls.
Oh.
So I loved the Cabbage Patch. So maybe I was like, no.
I remember when the Cabbage Patch kids, that was like in 83, was the big year that Cabbage Patch was the Cabbage Patch kids were huge. And my friend Scott Oaken, who likes to bust chairs at Hooters Bryan Adams shows, he was a manager at Venture. You guys remember Venture?
Yeah.
Dan, you remember Venture?
Harlem Irving. Right over there, Harlem Irving.
Where's that? Where's the hip, by the way? Where's the Harlem Irving Plaza located? Where's the hip? Anyway, he worked at that. That's the actual store that Scott worked at. He worked at the Venture and the Hip. And he was there during the Cabbage Patch craze, and he said that he witnessed women punching each other in the face trying to get the Cabbage Patch dolls. With no exaggeration, like people throwing each other around and punching each other in the face in an effort to grab the last like four or five Cabbage Patch kids.
Those were cool, man.
Now and then they come with like a birth certificate or something?
Yeah, so they're birthed from a Cabbage Patch.
Right.
And they had a little stamp on their butt of the person who made them or whatever.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Each one was different?
Yeah, they were all different types of people.
Okay.
Dolls and stuff. I have one who is a... Oh, and then they came with a birth certificate.
Right.
I have one that talks.
Okay.
It had, and its mouth would move, and it would have a little cup, and it said, "I'm thirsty," and you'd put the cup next to it, and it would go gunk, 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 gunk.
That's the most terrifying thing I've
ever
heard.
Yeah, it was kind of scary, and apparently it would fall asleep, too. So it'd go, "Night," and you would hear go, "Shoo."
That's terrifying.
And then I had one that looked, it was wearing a little bullfighter costume. It was a little boy.
It was a matador from the Cabbage Patch?
There you go, a little matador, yeah. And there was all different types of boys and girls, and they all had birth certificates.
That's insane.
And a stamp on their butts.
That's absolutely insane. Okay. Well, that was a response. The garbage pail kids were a response to the Cabbage Patch kids.
And I think most of them smelled like baby powder.
Uh-huh.
So it was just like, they were just really nice.
Yeah. All right. You still have these?
No, my mom has kept most of my toys in the baby crib that
you played around in.
Right. Like the newborn one. So like it's made of wicker.
What fads were you a part of, Esmeralda? Were you ever part of any of these fads? Any fads that you can remember?
Oh, I remember junior high, high school. I remember wearing platforms. They were pretty much like the 70s platforms.
Like Dan wears on Friday?
Yeah, they're maybe a little shorter. But I had a few like platform boots. And I know now it's come back and there's platform sandals and stuff like that. And it's just like one big hunk
of material.
Of rubber.
Yeah.
Yeah. And chokers. Which again, it's coming back. All that kind of 90s stuff is coming back.
I like the choker.
I thought it was the coolest.
I am a fan of the choker.
Yeah, I had a Ying Yang one, and it was velvet.
Oh, yeah?
I thought it was so cool.
Yeah, I dated a girl who wore them all the time. This is the girl who looked like Terry Hatcher. The girl that I dated who looked exactly like Terry Hatcher in the early 90s when I dated her. And this was like in 93. She wore chokers all the time, and I liked them very much.
Well, they're making a comeback, so.
Yeah. Okay, but not everybody who wears a choker looks like Terry Hatcher. So that's one of the that's one of the other things. Trevor from Antioch says, "I deliver newspapers, and I just saw some teenage boys standing in the middle of the street, staring at their phones." Okay, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, so there's teenage guys standing in the middle of the street. I don't care. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. You're standing in the middle of the street looking for Pokemon.
I mean, yeah, no, that's ridiculous, but.
All right.
It's summer.
Oh, I know. I don't, you know.
They're
playing. It's okay for them at 4 o'clock in the morning to be out in the streets playing Pokemon.
I mean, it wouldn't be my kids, but.
All right. How about this one? Drive-ins. They still would be a fad if insurance, land wasn't so expensive. Do you know what I mean? We could still have drive-ins if there were no condos.
Aren't there? I mean, but there's a lot of them, and in the middle of nowhere,
right? And I'll tell you something, Esmeralda. There used to be one at Harlem Irving where that venture was that we were just talking about. That used to be a drive-in. That used to be a drive-in. There were so many of them. There were a bunch in the city. There were a bunch in the suburbs close to the city. Now it's they're very rare. But I love the drive-ins. All right, we have to break. We'll come back. We got news, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about fads. And in honor of this Pokemon. So check us out at 312-981-7200. News is next. Yeah. Here's a question for you, Dan. Does Mazzy Star have three songs? I love that song, by the way. But did they have any other songs?
The 312 believe so.
Okay, well, 312 area code requested Mazzy Star.
So after the 4:45 break and after Steve Krasanich, we'll find out.
Okay, Mazzy Star. It's Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. Okay, so 312-981-7200, we're talking about fads. You know who did a great cover version of that song? Flickr Stick.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know Flicker Stick? Esmeralda knows Flicker Stick.
Oh my God, I haven't heard that name in so long.
Flicker Stick. Esmeralda, I'm so happy. There's someone else on the planet who knows who Flicker Stick is.
Oh my gosh, is Flicker Stick now? There's still Flicker Stick?
Not anymore. They broke up.
Oh my God.
But I saw them three times. I love them. I love them.
Wow.
That, by the way, Esmeralda, the best reality show in the history of reality shows. Bands on the Run.
Wow.
That was the best reality show ever. I can't believe it was only one
Where
season.
Where were they from?
Texas.
Was there a Chicago band?
Yeah. No. There was. Let me see if I can actually remember the four bands that were in the original.
Wow.
Come on now. Hold on. Don't play around. Soulcracker. They were the finalists, but it was between Flicker Stick and Soulcracker. Harlot. The all-chick band.
Sounds about right.
And the Josh Dotis band.
Oh, my gosh.
See if I'm correct on that, Dan. I'm telling you, I loved Bands on the Run. I loved that show.
I remember looking at Flicker Stick's website.
Flicker Stick. I saw them three times. I got two of their CDs.
Believe.
I love them.
Oh, my. I seriously have not heard that.
Well, nobody has. I'm the only person that. I went to see them three times. I saw them at the Metro three times.
Oh.
Dan?
You are correct. Flicker Stick, Harlow, Josh Dota's band, and Soulcracker. And here's a bit of Flicker Stick Live playing Fade Into You.
Here we go. I'm telling you, they ruled.
Is that guy doing anything?
The lead singer?
Yeah, he left the band.
He left the band for a while because his brother was the drummer. The two brothers were in the band. No, his brother was the brother was the guitarist, I think. And the thing about Flicker Stick that was amazing was that the idea of Bands on the Run. You remember, Esmeralda? The idea was they would travel around.
Yeah.
They got a van. The band would travel. They'd go from town to town. They would try to get as many people to come to their. They would have like challenges that they would do.
Mm-hmm.
They were given like $100 or something for the day, and they had to spend it on advertising. They would have challenges where they could win like a radio station appearance to plug their gig. And the idea was to get as many people to your gig,
mm-hmm.
and then. You know, get as many people to the gig and sell as much merch as possible because that mattered too.
Yeah.
So you had to sell merch. So and Soulcracker won they had the most people at their gigs. They had they always sold the most merch. And Flicker Stick were the drunk idiots. Flicker Stick were the guys who would show up. They didn't care. They wouldn't find anybody to come to the gig. They wouldn't advertise it. They sold no merch. They'd get drunk. They'd get into fist fights with each other. But the thing is, they would do a battle of the bands. And if you win the battle of the bands, you stay. So they would never win any. Flicker Stick never won any of the challenges. They never sold enough merch. They never sold enough tickets. But they won every battle of the band, and then they ended up winning Bands on the Run. That was rock and roll, man. They were the only rock and roll band. First band eliminated was Josh Dotis. I can't believe I still remember this. I don't remember what happened to me yesterday, but I vividly remember almost every episode of Bands on the Run. My girlfriend at the time, Helena, and I, we watched it every Sunday night. It was, I'm telling you, the best reality show ever. And I bought two Flicker Stick CDs. I saw them three times. I was upset when they broke up. The lead singer left. They replaced him with another guy.
Do you ever have him on?
No, we tried to get him on. Well, we tried to get him on back in 2001 when the show was on TV.
Oh, and that was just like
yeah.
But they were. What were they? I wonder where they were going here.
What do you mean?
For an interview.
Well, I mean, when they played, I wanted to get him on, but we couldn't.
But that's insane. Like, where else is? Who else is promoting you, Flicker Stick?
Yeah, but they sold out the Metro the first time because it was just coming off of the show. You know what I mean? It was just
right.
coming off of VH1's, you know, the TV show. That's a lot of exposure, you know?
Sure, but I just mean in the city of Chicago, if you're going to play,
yeah.
who is interviewing them?
I think they were sold out already, though. I don't think
they didn't care.
Yeah, I mean, because like, it was literally like when they won, when they won Bands on the Run, they played here like a week after.
Oh, okay.
And so by that point, it was right. Like everybody went, you know.
That is so, oh my God.
Flickerstick rules.
Flickerstick.
They rule. And that cover of the Mazzy Star song, that Fade Into You, they played that at every battle of the band, and they won with it every time.
They know. They knew what they.
They got it. Their best song is Beautiful. You ever hear that? You remember? You don't remember any of their songs.
I don't remember. I'm sure if you play it, like, it would
God
be like,
Almighty.
Oh, that's right. That song.
They were, oh, man. Flickerstick rules, man. Did you ever hear, you know, David Cross, right?
Yes.
Okay, David Cross has an album. I can't say the title of it here on the it includes the phrase "Cry Like a Baby," but I can't say the thing. It's a stand-up album.
Okay.
He's got an unbelievably hilarious story. You can find it on YouTube that he tells about a night he partied with Harlow. He's out and he sees Harlow and he's in their van and they party all night and he's got to get up the next morning to do a morning zoo show.
Oh, no.
And he's all messed up from the night before because he was partying with Harlow. And he tells this story, and at one point, his hotel room phone is ringing because he's got to go to this morning zoo show. His hotel room phone is ringing, and someone's standing outside. He's just out of it. He can't answer the phone. He's just laying there. He's got completely annihilated the night before. And he's laying there, and his phone is repeatedly ringing and ringing and ringing. And someone is outside the hotel room door knocking on the door going, "Answer your phone! Answer your phone!" I'm not doing it justice, but look this up, David Cross. Yeah. You know, you can Google David Cross and Harlow, and you got to listen to this. It's an unbelievably funny story. Unbelievably funny.
Oh, boy.
How about this? Rolled jeans from the late 80s, when you'd roll the jeans up at the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an updated version of that.
Is there?
Yeah, you roll your jean up now, but, you know, there's a different way of doing it.
Wasn't that a Michael J. Fox thing? Didn't Michael J. Fox do that?
Oh, that I don't remember.
How about Marty McFly having suspenders with jeans?
He wanted extra protection.
Yeah. When I was in high school, I'm 52, this person is, monogram sweaters for girls was a fad. But I never got mine because my initials are APE. Walking around with the word ape written on there. You know, when I was in high school, the girls had the big thing for boys and girls in high school. When I went to high school, feathered hair parted down the middle, you would comb it and you'd have the comb sticking out of your back pocket.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. Yeah, like, you'd have a comb with a handle.
No, I believe it.
Sticking out of your back pocket, your jeans pocket, so that you can comb your feathered hair back. but the girls had, it was all the time, really, really tight designer jeans.
Yeah. Well,
Jordache, Calvin Klein, all of the designer jeans that was huge, and velour shirts.
Yeah.
Hair, velour sweaters, and tight Jordache jeans. That's what girls wore when I went to high school.
Now, I think my brother, as a kid, there's a picture of him wearing a velour shirt, like a velvety velour shirt.
There's nothing quite like velour.
It's very luxurious.
Mood rings, 262 area code. Yeah, that's on this list of the worst mood rings.
Does this even work?
No, of course they don't. Mood rings. It was like the mood rings and the pet rock were popular. Again, in the 70s. People were wearing bell bottoms, smoking weed, watching HR Puff and stuff, and playing around with their mood rings and petting their pet rocks.
I mean, whoever made the pet rock is a genius.
Absolutely. And everybody who bought it is an idiot. I'm trying to remember if I had one. I probably did. Here's Linda on WGN. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. You know, you said rolled up jeans. Back in the 60s, we didn't wear jeans or that to school. It wasn't allowed. But out of school, the girls rolled up their jeans.
Yeah. Yep. And that was a 50s thing. Absolutely, that was a 50s thing. Maybe that's why I think Michael J. Fox, maybe he did it in Back to the Future. Probably did it in Back to the Future. That's probably why I thought about it. Yeah.
Yeah. But poodle skirts and petticoats.
Yeah.
Petticoats, bobby socks, and saddle shoes.
Yep.
And penny loafers.
With a penny in it.
Yes.
Yes. That's why it's called a penny loafer.
That's when you can buy leather shoes cheap. And then they had a nylon scarf that they tied around their neck with the little knot on the side.
Yep. That's the 50s look. That is the cliched quintessential 50s look of a woman. Absolutely.
And another thing, girdles.
Yeah, well, those that, still yeah. exist. They're now called Spanx.
Yeah, that has not gone out.
That's not gone out of style. They're called Spanx now.
These were the heavy things, and we wore them in high school because nobody wanted fat thighs or big butts.
Are you familiar with Linda, are you familiar with Spanx?
Yes.
Okay. That is exactly what Spanx do. I need a pair right now.
You know they got man Spanx.
I know they do. I should get a pair. All right. Linda, I got to run.
Yeah, Spanx don't do justice what these heavy girdles did, though.
All right. Thank you, Linda.
Okay.
Linda's all pro girdle.
Yeah, give me a heavy girdle.
You know, it's amazing to me, like, historically, what women have gone through.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, corsets. I can't even imagine what it must have been like.
Yeah, and people still wear corsets.
I know, it's insane.
You know, it's not with whalebone, but...
Yeah. But, I mean, just, like, to suck in your... I mean, I don't even understand that.
I mean, you still have to do that.
I know.
The dress I wore for my birthday, it took two people to get me into it. Yeah. Like, they had to squeeze it.
It's so crazy. Yeah. But we can, you know, guys can be fat asses just flobbing around. Yeah. I got a gut hanging out. I look like a moron. Yeah. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Of course, I'm not looking for anybody, so it doesn't matter. Maybe I'd put some Spanx on if I were going out to pick up chicks.
There you go.
Put my Spanx on. All right. We got fads. More fads coming up. 312-981-7200. And more Mazzy Star. And maybe more Flicker Stick.
You need to do a three-peat of them.
I could do a 12-peat of Flicker Stick. I do know this song. I do. Mazzy Star, 312, for part of Triple Play Thursday.
So that Stargazer? Is that what they call it? Stargazer?
The album?
No, the type music?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I don't know. Pot?
Staring at their feet. Swaying back and forth.
Yeah.
Shoegazer.
There you
Shoegazer.
Go. Shoegazer.
Yeah. I still think the cover version is better by Flicker Stick. I'm just so happy that you
You said it, I was like, something in my head. I was like, Flicker Stick? Oh, my God.
I will never let the memory of Flicker Stick die.
Wow.
I used to do updates on my show in 2001. I'd come on and go, did you guys watch Bands on the Run? I'd talk about Flicker Stick. Here's a little Flicker Stick. Jam.
Yeah. No, that sounds
See, you know
familiar.
It, right?
That sounds very familiar.
Can you find a Have a Coke at a Smile? Have a Coke? I think it's just called Coke. You might know that one. Beautiful was like they actually released a single on that one, if I'm not mistaken.
While that loads, one thing I've never noticed until now, despite the many times you've mentioned Flicker Stick on this here program.
And by the way, Esmeralda, it's not the first time I've mentioned
Flicker.
Dan can attest to it.
How much they sound like Zenuff's Enough.
Ooh,
right.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I never really thought about that, but they do.
Right.
That song sounded like Enough's Enough. No question about it. Maybe that's why I responded so strongly.
Maybe.
That might be it. I don't know. Do we have Coke? Yeah. I am good. You know what? I now have I have a goal now. I have a goal to bring Flicker Stick back.
Yeah, you should reunite them.
I want Flicker Stick to reunite on this show and play a gig.
Didn't you do that once? Didn't you single-handedly like start a show back up or something? I forget.
Wonderfalls. I got it released on DVD.
So see, I think you can do that.
If I could get Wonderfalls released on DVD, and I like to think it was me. Not the fact that there are millions of other people who were upset about that show being canceled.
Well, no, but you know.
No, but I had the creator on. I had Caroline DeVernis on. Yes. I had Brian Fuller, by the way, who would go on to create Hannibal. Such a good show.
You got that ball.
That's
rolling.
Right. I want the Flicker Stick ball to roll. we need the Flicker Stick ball to roll.
Oh, man.
Turn up the T-shirts.
get the flicker stick thing going, shall we?
If we could tie it into this Pokemon thing.
There you go. I'd rather spot flicker stick. I search for pictures?
You use your phone to find images of the five band members throughout the world.
I'd rather do that. I'd rather go around trying to find flicker stick than a Pokemon. 815 area code, Hacky Sack. Oh, yeah. That's not dead. You been to a Dave Matthews show recently? And Dan is the Hacky Sack King. That's what they used to call you, right, Dan?
Yep.
The King of Hacky Sack?
Yep. It's on my business card.
Oh, man. How about Megan says the 90s makeup fad of thin eyebrows, matte foundation, dark lip liner with lighter lipstick, and a messy bun with two little strands of bangs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would do that all the time. I'd pull out some hair around my face.
I like the goth look.
Yeah.
I do. You know what look I think is extraordinarily sexy? Firuza Balk in The Craft.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. She wears chokers in that movie, too. I'm just realizing that.
Well, that was the height of all that.
It's all connected now, man. Yeah. Firuza Balk in The Craft. That's my kind of look right there, I got to tell you. And that's how that girl that looked like
Terry
Hatcher dressed. She had short hair, too, like that. Oh, man.
Did she ever sing Flicker Stick to you?
She did not. That would have been it. I'd be married to her if that were the case. Of course, it was 10 years before Flicker Stick. It was about 7 years before Flicker Stick. But
she somehow invoked
something. She, because she's a witch.
She sings enough to you.
No. I like the fact that you used the word invoke. She invoked, because I mentioned The Craft. Roosevelt, she invoked Flicker Stick. That was one of her spells on me.
Yeah.
The Flicker Stick spell. All right, how about sea monkeys? Esmeralda, did you ever have sea monkeys?
No.
You know what they are?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Are they just like shrimp?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But they were sea monkeys. In the commercial, the ad, they would be like little beings with crowns.
That picture made it look way cooler.
Yeah, and it's a little brine, floating brine. They actually make a very funny sea monkeys joke in The Secret Life of Pets. They have some sea monkeys come in and go, hey, it's not our fault we don't look like the box. So that's one of the funniest jokes in the movie. All right, how about flagpole sitting? You ever sit on top of a flagpole? You remember that?
I only know the song.
Is it by Flicker Stick? Did they cover it?
No.
How about the Rubik's Cube? Did you ever do the Rubik's Cube?
Tried.
Yeah.
Never got anywhere.
Did you ever just take the stickers off and like replace them so it looked like all the...
No.
You never did that? Just peeled the stickers off, put them on the other side so that they were all one color?
Well, I knew better than to buy one. I would try it in the store and be like, no, this isn't going to.
Note to self, Esmeralda would not buy that.
No. We're going to do that next week, by the way. Okay. We'll have an episode of that. I don't want to mention this because Mary's not here, but waterbeds. We all know Mary's infamous story about the waterbed. That her water broke on a waterbed. And she volunteered that out of nowhere.
Yeah.
All right. How about toga parties?
Never had that.
That was a late 70s, early 80s thing, and it was because of Animal House.
Frat houses too, right?
Yeah. It was a college thing. It was like frat houses, toga party, and it was all because of Animal House. Animal House was released in 78, although it took place in the early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
But then suddenly everybody was doing toga parties and listening to Shout. So. Do we want to see if we got another Mazzy star here?
I've been let down, and I'm still coming round. I've been put down, and I'm still coming round for you.
Well, Mazzy Star was consistent. I can't say that. They were consistent. Okay. How about the baby on board signs?
Ugh.
There's another fad. You remember those?
Well, yeah, but now it's the ones with just pictures of
how many kids you have.
People.
I saw one where there was like the mother and the father and like 12 kids.
Right.
And then somebody wrote, because their car was dirty,
mm-hmm.
and somebody wrote on in the dirt, get off of her, man.
Oh, God. complaining about that today. I was like, oh, those are just new baby on boards.
That's exactly what they are. That's exactly what they are. How about jumping beans?
No, what are those?
Jumping beans were like, they're Mexican jumping beans. And they were little beans, and then you would take them out, and they would jump. The little beans would jump around. And what it was they would take moth larvae and stick them. They would put them in this little container, and the moth larvae would move around, and that would cause the beans to jump.
All right, that's frightening.
70s.
That is so frightening.
Yeah.
How many moth infestations happened?
No, they didn't break. They were sealed inside there. They would die. The moth larvae would die.
Cool.
Yeah, it was fantastic. All right. All right, tomorrow on the show, Flicker Stick. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. All right. I'm coming. Esmeralda, I'll see you tomorrow for Fly Jams Friday.
See you tomorrow.
All right. We'll be back after this. News is next in 15 seconds.